It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, remind us of last week's challenge.
It was a little April foolish. It came from listener Mark Meeches of Dallas. I said, name a state that contains all five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, once each. Well, you search the 50 U.S. states, and there's no such state. The intended answer was euphoria. Because it's sort of a foolish puzzle, there were a lot of alternative answers that we allowed. The state of exhaustion, state of pandemonium, state of perturbation. There were a couple actually legitimate answers if you count nation states. Mozambique, the country of Mozambique, uses all five vowels. And my favorite alternative answer was Republic of Chad.
We've received over 1,400 correct responses, and the winner is Jim Frost from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Congratulations, Jim, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very nerve-wracking to be here, but yes, thank you.
This is going to be fun, and I've told Jim it's going to be easy peasy. We're going to get through this. Okay, so Jim, tell me, how did you figure this one out?
I did not. My wife figured this out.
Oh.
We had started with the geographical stuff first. Then she says, that sly fox, Will Shortz has up to something. And she figured out that it was a state of something.
Oh.
And came back a little bit later, walked in the door and said, euphoria.
So why is she not playing since she got it?
We have a deal. She gets the lapel pin and I get to make a fool of myself on the air.
Okay. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I am a freelance writer and editor.
All right, Jim. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take it at that. Take it away, Will.
All right, Jim and Aisha. Every answer today is a made-up two-word rhyming phrase using only two-syllable words in which every syllable has the same vowel sound. For example, if I said a brawl caused by a soccer star from Brazil, you would say Pele Mele.
Okay.
Here we go. Number one is a hot chocolate drink that's crazy.
Oh.
Well, first of all, what's a hot chocolate drink?
Like on a sunny day, you put some chocolate in there and some marshmallows.
Oh, shoot. I am just drawing a blank. This is terrible.
Okay, well, I'll tell you that. The hot chocolate drink is cocoa. And what word rhymes?
Coco Loco.
Loco Coco.
Loco
right?
Coco.
Here's your next one. Snapshot of Dorothy's dog in Oz.
A Toto photo.
You got it. Woolly South American animal that has offspring.
A llama?
Uh-huh, yeah, and that has offspring.
Llama mama.
Llama mama is right. A pilot's emergency call when he's supposed to collect his wages.
Mayday, payday.
Oh, yes. That was fast.
I got that one.
Tubular pasta that's served with a beef sauce. Well, first of all, what's tubular pasta? Starts with a Z.
And like Edie?
I'm not a foodie.
Aisha, jump in.
Like
Aisha.
Edie? So ziti? Ziti?
Yeah, you got it. And it has a beef sauce?
Ziti meaty?
Ziti?
Yeah, meaty ziti is it.
Meaty,
good, good.
Ziti.
All right, your last one. It's a triple. Three parts, and your clue is a very, very small cap.
Small cap.
Right. Uh-huh. And think of a cap that might have a little propeller on top.
Oh, a teeny beanie?
Oh, but make it three parts, not just teeny.
A teeny weeny beanie.
There you got it, a teeny weeny beanie.
You did a great job, Jim. How do you feel?
Euphoric.
That is very on brand. So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jim, which member station do you listen to?
KUNM 89.9.
Jim Frost from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will. So what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. Name two well-known celebrities of the past who had the same six-letter first names and the same initial in their last names. What follows that initial in one of the last names is a criminal activity, and what follows that initial in the other name is the result of that criminal activity. What celebrities are these? So again, two well-known celebrities of the past, same six-letter first names, same last initial. What follows that initial in one of the last names is a criminal activity, and what follows it in the other name is the result of that criminal activity. What celebrities are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, April 7th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Aisha.